Hello and welcome to the beginning of our Christmas reflections here at Meadowhead Christian Fellowship. Today as we gather at the start of Advent, we enter a season of anticipation, preparation, possibly reflection, as we consider the celebration of the coming of Jesus and what that means for us. Advent is a journey through hope, joy, love and peace. And this year, our journey will be guided by one of those old cherished carols, O Holy Night. Each day we'll reflect on the line from this song, allowing its words to bring us closer to the heart of Christmas. Now, my job today is to give you a little bit of a background to this incredible carol. It has quite a remarkable history that speaks to the very essence of Advent. Light breaking into the darkness, peace amid conflict, renewed hope, the freedom of captives, all of that you will see as we go line by line. It was written in 1843 by a French poet named Placide Capot, or at least that's how I think you say it. It began as a poem celebrating the birth of Christ, and though Capot was not a very deeply religious man, his words somehow managed to capture the awe and wonder of that holy night when Christ came to us. Now, interestingly enough, the music was actually composed by a man called Adolf Adam. He was a Jewish musician, and the kind of the whole idea of their backgrounds and the idea of the song, the lyrics and the tune coming together speaks of this unity that the carol is trying to express right from the very beginning. Now, when the French church discovered the background of the creators of this carol, they actually banned this carol from all formal services. But people loved it, and so it continued to spread across the world, touching the hearts of many with its message of hope and light. And I think one of the most famous renditions of it was by Mariah Carey, and she does a really great job. One verse from Isaiah 9 verse 2 captures this message beautifully, and it says, "The people who walked in darkness now have seen a great light. Those who had dwelt in a land of deep darkness, now on them a light has shone." Christ's birth brings that great light into a weary, weary world, a light that shines even in the darkest time, guiding us towards hope, peace and redemption. And this carol captures it beautifully. Now, over the years, O Holy Night has carried light into dark places and divided times. On Christmas Eve, during World War I, British and German soldiers who had been fiercely fighting found themselves singing carols across the battlefield. And O Holy Night was one of those that were sung that night. And you can imagine it as the melody floated across the trenches, possibly sung in different languages. The beauty of that night, that was an incredibly holy night too. There was a temporary truce, and soldiers emerged from their trenches to shake hands, to exchange small gifts, and even play a game of football together. And for that moment, the song's message of peace and humanity shone brightly, just as it continues to shine for us today. There is another story. This carol became the first song ever broadcast over radio on Christmas Eve in 1906. The Canadian inventor Reginald Fessenden played O Holy Night on his violin, sending its melody into the night sky and over the airways for the first time. For many, this was a modern day miracle, a moment of light in a new technological age. Say that quickly. But I think this is probably one of my most favourite stories about this particular carol. It took place during the Korean War, when an American soldier began singing O Holy Night across a small river. To his surprise, a North Korean soldier on the other side joined in. And for that brief moment, two men on opposing sides found connection through a shared song. And what is even more interesting was the fact that the Korean soldier had learned that song from missionaries years before. They found a connection, reminding them and us that God's love knows no borders. There is another story about how the whole essence of that song talks into the whole slave trade and what came out of that. But I'll leave that for one moment because I know that somebody else is going to speak about that a bit later on. But these stories show us how O Holy Night has brought light into darkness, peace into conflict, and unity into division. The carol's opening line, O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining, calls us to look up and see the light of God's love, even in our darkest nights. The Gospel of John captures this truth as well, declaring the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's in John 1:5. And this message is central to Advent, a time to remember that Christ's light is always with us, and we are called to carry that light into the world, to sing that light, that song of hope and joy and peace and reconciliation across the battlefields. So as we reflect on each line of Holy Night in the coming days, may it remind us that just as Christ brought hope to a weary world, we too are called to be bearers of hope. We are invited to be lights, sharing God's love with a world longing for peace, joy, and restoration. So as we begin this Advent season, let's not get consumed by all the fluff and all the stuff and all the nonsense that Christmas these days has become. But let's remember back and let's carry the spirit of O Holy Night in our hearts. May we experience the thrill of hope and proclaim the joy of Christ coming to our families and our friends. And let's remember that it all began with a night long, long ago. Let's pray. Dear Lord, as we begin this season of Advent, open our hearts to your light. Help us to remember the hope, peace, and joy that Christ's birth brings to this world, this desperately weary world. Let us carry this light within us and share it with others, just as this carol has done for so many. Bless our journey through Advent and prepare our hearts for the coming of our Saviour. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a great Christmas, everybody. God richly bless you.